If so, Lelev Mincha Midam, Rav Lezer Shlona to Mincha, even the Minchas Chavitma, the Kohen Gadol, from the Parash of Dam. That's the most question. V'yemisa Lelev Midam. Someone says, V'chitem, maybe you'll tell me, Rav Lezer Milsa Mi Milsa Legomar. Rav Lezer is not learning out one thing from another thing. Even though by Dam he holds you cannot have a Kiddush Lechatzoyim, there could be maybe by a Mincha, you could have it. You don't learn out a Mincha from Dam. Someone says, no, it's not true. V'omar Rav Lezer says, Mincha she komtzo. Peichal, you make the kmitza of a mincha inside Heichal, inside the Azor, inside Heichal, is lefnim, is ksheira. Lezold v'dievid, the kmitza, the mincha is good. Why? Shekein motzino besilet bezichim, that we learn out, but on every Shabbos, they take off the bezichim, they take off the two cups of the levoina on top of the shulchan, and that's called like a kmitza. And that's done in the Heichal itself. So you see, you can make a kmitz in the Heichal itself. So, Yichur learning out a regular mincha from the lechem, where it's also called milsa mi milsa. Samura says, no, I'll answer you. Mincha mi mincha yalef, enichanami. This type of a mincha, from that type of a mincha, the lechem upon him also has to do with the mincha. So you learn out regular mnachas from lechem upon him. But mincha mi dam lo yalef, but it could be according to Rebbe Lezer, it does not learn out the parsha of mincha from dam. Even though Dam Tak is not Kodesh Lechatzoyin, there could be by Mincha he holds it is Kiddush Lechatzoyin. Now the more is the question, O Mincha Mi Mincha Mi Yalef, is it true that Rebbe Lezer learns out, even the Pasha of Mincha from Mincha, I have a tiny learn like this, Achaloi Pirko Nifros Lachmo, Achaloi Pirko means Rashi, before you took off the Marocha of the Lechem upon him on Shabbos, that used to put, we know, two rolls of six Lechems on the Shulchan, the left of there the whole week till the next Shabbos. So by the next Shabbos, if before they took off the lechem, actually porko, nifras lachmo, means like busted open, like the lechem itself cracked open, so lechem posel, then it's posel. And therefore, v'yeh makter rov olav es ha-bzichin. When they take off the bzichin, they cannot burn the bzichin. Rashi says, ha-lechem posel means the evilei mincho shechos v'kredim kemitza. Because it's considered like the mincha itself is missing before the kemitza. Because the kemitza of the lechem upon him is taken off the bezichim and burning the bezichim. See, at the time when you want to take off the bezichim, if the lechem himself like cracked already, it's called like it's a chosar, and therefore it's possible you cannot make a kemitza, you cannot burn the levoin, you cannot burn the bezichim. What about Misha Porko? Let's say after they took the lechem off the shulchan, now nifras lachmo, now like the bread cracks open, so lechem posel, even though true the lechem is the posel, because it's called chosar, but the locher is, olmaktuva all of esabzichin, but you let it burn the bezichin. Rashi says, afagav liyachas siluk, nifras, psula, still is called psula, why? Tevi shurayim shechosru, because it's considered now, after you took off the bezichim and the lechem is called like shurayim, left over from the kemitzah, from the bezichim. And the locker is, if the shurayim itself is chosar, missing something, then kemitzah lak Torah. Kamin lakamon, the afagav, the maktirim, kaimet alayu, shurayim asur bachilo. Even though you're allowed to burn the kemitzah, because the b'shas, you made the kemitzah, b'shas, you took off the kemitzah at that time, it was fit. It was the sholem, but now, b'shan later, when the mincha becomes chosar, before you are makter the kemitza, the din is you're not allowed to eat the lechem, the shurayim. See also, that mishaporko, if after you took the lechem and the bezichem off the shulchan, now it's nifras lachmo, now the lechem becomes broken, part of it is missing, so halechem is post, like the shurayim of the mincha you cannot eat, but a makter all of es bezichem. Now on this we yomer, Rebbe Lozo, loy porko mamish, it doesn't really mean that you took the lechem off the shulchan. As long as it became Shabbos already, became Shabbos in the morning, that it's time now to take the lechem off the shulchan, even though the Kohanim did not take the lechem off the shulchan yet, still we consider it kemi sheparka dami. It's considered as if the lechem was taken off the shulchan. But Rashi says, kiva shegiyah zmana means shovra sheshois, when half the day went by already on Shabbos. That the Gemara says in Perek Atomi Tominishchat that Musafim b'sheish and Bezichim was b'sheva. The Bezichim that took care of on the seventh hour after the sixth hour of the day. So now the question is, V'yamai, why is the kosher according to Rebbe Loza? once it came the Giyaz Mana. Lifroik, even though they did not take off the Lechem or the Bzichim yet, V'yamayit hevi kemincha shechosro koidim kemitza. The Chur, before you take the Bzichim off the Shulchan, you did not make the Kemitza yet. So it's considered like the Mincha is missing before the Kemitza, and the Kemitza should be possible. So the Chur, you see, did not learn out the Shtei Lechem from the Pasha of regular Mincha. So Mora says, no, hold like Kasha, this is not a Kasha. I feel like this. Mincha, by a regular Mincha, the Svaris, loy borir bereira kaimetzidei. You're not sure, like from the Mincha, what part is going to be the Kemitza. So therefore, if something is missing, it's sort of like it's missing from the Kemitza. Therefore, the Mincha is possible. Because before you take off the Kemitza, it's not borir, it's not clear which part of the Mincha will be the Kemitza. We don't know which part will be. Therefore, before we take off the Kemitza, if any part of the Mincha gets lost, it's Chosar, we have to be, it has a din as if the Mincha is Chosar, the Kemitza is Chosar. That's why it's possible. But over here, by the Shtei Lechem, and by the Lechem upon him, and the Shtei Bezichim, Vorera, Kemitz today, over here we know clearly what's called the Kemitz. Here we know clearly that the Bezichim is the Kemitz, not the Lechem upon him. So over here, Vechivon Shigiyaz Mana Lifroik, since it comes already the seventh hour of the day on Shabbos, it's the time to take off the bezichim. It's commander parka dummy. We consider it as if the bezichim was taken off already. See, even though the lechem upon him itself was poras, nifras, was broken, a piece was broken off it, and the lechem is chosar, but so what? It's considered as if the kemitza is still sholim, and we look as if the kemitza was done already. Just by a regular mincha, you can't say that svara, we don't know where the kemitza is going to be. But over here, that we know where the kemitza will be, we consider as if the kemitza was taken off already. That's why it's kosher. Gemara is elamayativ. So this is the svaro teve ki shirayim shechosru ben kemitza laktara. But our koponim it should be like you're missing some part of the shirayim before you burn the kemitza. Like here, you didn't burn the kemitza yet, and then the locher is tiye maktirin kemitz aleihem. So the locher is by regular mincha. Even after you took the kemitza, if now part of the shirayim was chosar, so then you're not supposed to burn the kemitza. You could only burn the kemitza b'shas you're burning it. The whole shirayim is here. See, even if you want to consider the shtei bezichim as if they're taken off already before it was chosar, but so what? Still, it should be also to burn the shtei bezichim because the shirayim is missing before you burn it. So the Gemara says, "La plukta nidu." Isn't that machlokes? So Reb Lezer Sovel command the Yomar. Reb Lezer will hold the current command the Yomar that it says Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kemitza Lak Torah. In the case where you made the Kemitza of the Mincha, the time when you made the Kemitza, the Shirayim was Sholem. Just after you made the Kemitza, then so was some Chosar, some part of the Shirayim left over Mincha got lost. So he'll hold Mak the Kermit Aleim that you are allowed to burn the Kemitza. Even though maybe not allowed to eat the shirayim, but I call upon him, you're allowed to burn the kemitza. So Reb Lezer holds the court, let this man the yomer. So therefore there's no steer in Reb Lezer. He tackles that by dam, you cannot make the kiddush lechatzoyim. But by the minchas chavitim, here he holds, you could make the kiddush lechatzoyim. And he does not learn out mincha from dam, but mincha from mincha, he does learn out. Gufa, what we just said before, chavite koyin gadol. What's the loch about the chavitim of a koyin gadol? Even this mincha of the Kohen Gadol, you're not allowed to make kiddush lechatzoyim. You have to put the whole asira sefer in one kli. You can't do half and half. Reb Lezer amano mitoich shekorvo lechatzoyim kiddush lechatzoyim. Since the din is that the Kohen is supposed to bring half in the morning, half in the evening, therefore you can make kiddush lechatchila lechatzoyim. Now Omer Rav Acher says, my time with Rabbi Yechanan. What's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan that he says you cannot make a kiddush lechatzoyim? On the Kroah, the pasuk says mincha machatzitzo. It's a mincha and then divided in half. In other words, heavy mincha. First, you have to bring the whole asira seifa. You have to have the whole mincha in a kli. You have to make the whole kiddush at one time, and then the yachakach afterwards chaytzehu. Then you first divide it in half. So that's the pshat from Rabbi Yechanan. So Nista Gemara says, Mace, we have a question. It says, Chavite Kohen Gadol, this Korban Mincha that the Kohen Gadol bought every single day, Leho Yeboyes Chatzoin, it did not come half, you can't bring it halfway. Elamevian Isorin Sholem, you had to bring a whole Isorin at one time. Vechatzeyu, then you divided it in half. And Vitani, we learn like this, Ilo nema mincha machtis. It would have said mincha hef. Hayisam, I would have thought to say, may vi chatzi isor mi beis on shachris, that the Kohen Gadol has the right to bring a half of an isorin from his house in the morning. Or Malkub, let him bring that for the mincha in the baboika. And then chatzi isor mi beis on shachris, he could bring another half of an isorin by evening for the second mincha. Or Malkub. But no, Talmud Lerman, the Pasuk says, machatzisa baboika means half in the morning, means machtso mi. Mishalon, half from a whole thing. That's called machatiso. Means machzo mishalom, half of the whole thing. That's called machzo mishalom humevi. They have to bring half from the whole thing. Means you have to have the whole thing there first in the morning. So of course the kashan Reb Lezer, of course the writer Reb Yechanan. Samora says no, this could be lemitzvah. There's only lechatchil lemitzvah. You're supposed to have the whole thing there at the beginning. Venechnami could be if you mark the half in the morning and then half in the afternoon, it would also be kosher, like Reb Lezer says. Oh, malei Rav Gevia miveksil. The Rav Ashi, Ivo chuka ksivbo. It says here in this parsha the word chuka, which is chayk olam l'Hashem. And we know whenever it says the word chuka, it means likuva. So you have to have a sholem. So how could Reb Lezer say it could be mekadesh half in the morning and half in the afternoon? Or malei lenitzuch ed alahavia sholem ibeisa enechanami, that you have to bring the whole isorin at one time from your house. That you have to carry God last bring every morning. Like Rashi says, though, I will inyan kiddush be klisharis, but to put it into the klisharis to mekadesh it, it could be imrotz mekadesh lechatzoin. It could be if the Kohen God wants to, it could be mekadesh half of it in the morning and half in the afternoon. So it would not be as kasha on Reb Lezer. Now the Gemara asks, well, mi yom Reb Yechanan hoch, is it true that Reb Yechanan says like this, that he says it's minch of the Kohen Godel, you cannot be mekadesh lechatzoyin, is it true? Well, mi yom Reb Yechanan hoch, I've written, we learned like this, hifrish chatzi sorn. Let's say he was mafrish, chatzi sorn, half of his mincha chavitim lekohen gadol. V'dayte losif, and then he has that, a tear onto it, like Rashi says, lahashlim isorin, k'deyamin lekamor in parakam lachas v'nesochim, d'yeh mincha p'chusim isorin, you can't have less than isorin. So first he was mafresh chatzi sorin, then he has that tear onto it, so Rav v'amur ain't a kodesh. Rav says, no, it's not kodesh. But Rav Yechanan noma kodesh, Rav Yechanan says, yes, it is kodesh. So the question is, why? Like, how could it be Kodesh Lechatzoyin V'yemiso? If it's true what he's saying, the Gabi Chavit and the Rabbi Yochanan says, it's ain't a Kodesh, Rashi says, see himself V'yemiso, Lelef Mechavitin, why don't I learn out all Menochis from Chavitin? Just like Chavitin, you cannot be Mekadesh half at a time, you have to be Mekadesh the whole thing. See, here also, the person first put a Chatzi son in the Kli, that should have no Kedusha. See, even if you have died to Lohisif, so why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's Kodesh? Someone says, V'chitem, maybe you'll answer me and say, Rabbi Yochanan milsim and milsim yalef. No, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn out other menachis from chavitim. There's a special locha by the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. But other menachis, maybe he owes, he could be mekadesh lechatzoyin. Someone says, no. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan himself says, that shlom nim sheshochto in heichol. We have a korban shlom that you made a shchita in heichol. So k'sherim, the locha is his kasha. Even though the mokum to shech the shlom is outside in the azara, if you bring it inside of the penim, he holds his nopsul, his ksherim. The pasuk says, "Vishochatu pesach hayomayid." He is shechted by the pesach hayomayid, and we dashin shloye tofu. We hold that shloye tofu chamim yikar, that madach you let it shechted outside by the pesach hayomayid. So for sure, if you do it inside the hayomayid, inside the heichal, for sure it's kosher. The Rashi says, "V'chivon the Azorik Sheiro Kol Shchein the Heichel Kosher Loitay Azorik Shitofel Chamur Menika." So what do you see? Alma Yalef Heichel Mi Azora. You do learn out the Heichel from the Azora, just like in the Azora to Mokim Shchita for Shlomim. Who Adin? You can make the Shchita in the Heichel also. So you do learn out. So it's Kasher. Rabbi Yechanan holds that by the Minchas Chavitim, you cannot be Mekadesh Lechatzoyin. How can you by regular Mincha? He says you could be Mekadesh Lechatzoyin. So Mora says, no, here it's much different. I'll tell you. Daito Elohisiv Shani. Over here, true. First he put in the Chatzi Son in the Kli. So it could be at that time it was not Kodesh. But as soon as he has Das to be Moisiv, he has Das to make it into an Isaron Shlomim, that's why it's Kodesh. It's true, it's Kodesh right now. But only because you have Das to add onto it. If you only have das in the Kaddish half and leave it that way, it could be it's not Kaddish. But by us here, we have das tied onto it, therefore it's Kaddish. Tatanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Malayim. There has to be, Rashi says, Shinayim Malayim Silas. They both have to be filled up with flour. Sein Malayim Elish Shleimim. They have to be Shleimim. Rashi says, Ein Malayim means Shoyim Malayim Mamish HaMizrokim Silas. El Malayim Kol Yisroinus. The Yisroin has to be there. Shekit Shabutayach Shleim Hoyim. You don't have to fill up the kli to the top, but as many Yisroins you put in there, they have to be Shalim. That's what Ashnia. That ain Malayim Elish Shleim Kleima. The parenthesis it has Shein Hakadosh Atchei Yisroin Shalim. You have to have all Yisroin there. And Vomer Rav Yosi. Ein Mosai, when do I say it's only Kaddish to Mincha? If you have the whole Yisroin in the kli, this man shei daisav lehoisef. If you don't have das tied onto it later, then if you have less than an Yisroin, it's not Kaddish. Abu this man shei daisav lehoisef. But let's say right now you have less than an Yisroin in the kli. As long as you have das tied onto it, so then we say Rishon Kaddish. The first thing that's put in does become Kaddish. So it could be that's from the Yechidin also. Even though we hold Ein Mekachin L'Chatzoyin by the Minchas Chavitin, that's only if you have das to leave half from this kli and half from that kli. But if you have das, when you first put half in one kli, you have das L'Hoisev tied onto that kli, then it could be it's better. Nechayim Eden Takas Kaddish right now, even the half that's inside there. Now the Gemara says, V'Rav V'Chavitin K'man Tzvirlei. Rashi says, Rav D'Yama V'Meforash Chatzi Yisorin Sheina Kaddish. That Rav we just said before, we put a chatzi yisroin in a kli, even though it's daitel hoisef, still Rav says the same in Kodesh. And so, how does Rav hold by the chavitin, by the mincha the kohen gadol? Rav the chavitin commands really. He can Rebbe Lezer, if he holds like Rebbe Lezer, that you could be mekadesh the chavitin lechatzoyin, if so leilef mechavitin. Why doesn't he learn out Rav every mincha from chavitin? Just like chavitin, he could be mekadesh lechatzoyin, so every mincha also. The Chitem maybe will answer me, no, that Rav Nilsim and Misla Yalef, it could be Rav does not learn out regular mincha from Chavitin. But maybe by the Chavitin talk he holds like Rebbe Lezer, that you could be Mekadosh in the Chatzoyim. Because by regular mincha, Rav does not learn out. So when it says, no, it's not true, the Yom Rav, Rav says, Mincha Kedusha B'lo Shemin. A mincha could have this Kedusha, even though you don't have Shemin in it yet. Then Rav says, why? Shekein Masina B'lechem Aponim. We farm with a lechem upon him, it's a mincha, and it has no shemen. So you see, it could be kaddish even without shemen. To invite the mincha could have its kedusha below levoin, even though he didn't put levoin in the kli yet. Why? She came at sinu b'minchas nesochim. A minchas nesochim doesn't have levoin, it has kedusha. Rashi says, aboyim kol hazevek, kedichsir betamid. Asir esoif pasolos the mincha buva shemen. It doesn't say levoin. So if we could have a mincha kaddish without levoin. Invite, you could even have a mincha if you have no shemen in it and no levoiner in it, also could be Kaddish. We find by minchas chayta there comes without shemen, without levoiner. So kids, you see, Rav does learn out milsa mi milsa. So if Rav says here that it can be mekaddish, a mincha lichatzoyin, so the Hechad Gemara says, our korchach, it must be then that Rav krab yechas virulein. That it must be Rav holds by Minchas Chavitin like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Kohen Gadol cannot be Mekadosh half in the morning and half the evening, but rather he has to be Mekadosh the whole thing at one time. And therefore Rav holds all Menachos are the same way, could only be Kaddish if you have the Ohi Sarin at one time in the Kli. Now the Gemara says, goof, what did we say before? Omar Rav, Mincha, Kedusha B'lai Shemin, it shayach to have a Mincha, should have its Kedusha even though there's no oil inside it yet. And he says, why? Shekein Metzina B'lechem Aponim. That B'lechem Aponim didn't have any Shemin. The same thing, B'lei Levoina, a Mincha could have its Kedushim, there is no Levoina in it yet. Shekein Metzina B'minchas Nesochim. That a Mincha has come with a Zevach, there's no Levoina. And Vaitid said also, B'lei Shemin or B'lei Levoina, even if the Mincha is missing both, it doesn't have its Shemin yet, it doesn't have its Levoina yet. You only put the flour in the Kli Shoris. It could also have its Kedusha. Why? Shekein Metzina B'minchas Chayta. We find by Minchas Chayta that a Chayta brings or a Chayta that there's no Shemen, there's no Levoina. Now, the Shemen Levoina is Kitri Hai B'loi Hai. It shall have to be Mekadish just the Shemen by itself without the Levoina. The same with the opposite way. For Hai B'loi Hai, you could have the Kiddush of the Levoina without the Shemen. Where do we find this? Shemen shekem mitzino belug shemen shel mitzvira. By a mitzvira, he has to bring a special lug of shemen, and only the shemen has a kedusha by itself without the levoina. The same thing, levoina. Where do we find levoina has kedusha by itself? Shekem mitzino belevoina habo bevezichin. By the lechem upon him every Shabbos, that two bezichin full of levoina that came by itself, so you could have a kedusha each one by itself. Now, Rabbi Chanin Omar that loizu